hear me now. This is a soul fire production. Soul fire production. What it do? What it do? What's up? What's up? I am Cannibal, the Cannabis Animal, back at it again. Welcome, my cannibals, to the Blunt Report Podcast. That's right. We're back at it again. Literally fucking November 2nd, right after Halloween, I had a fucking blast. I'm talking about fucking blast. It is the best fucking Halloween party I've had in fucking ever. Man, the kids had a fucking great time. It was more for the kids, really. But, I mean, the costumes were awesome. They danced. They played musical chairs. It was the shit, y'all. Yeah, and for me, I love money. Don't get me wrong. I love material shit. It's okay to like material shit. But understand that material shit's just material. And it's just plastic or fucking circuits or whatever the fuck you like that's material, clothes and all that shit. Yeah, it's cool and all. But it is not permanent. Of course, life is not permanent, but the memories we make are better than any material thing. And me, in my personal opinion of my life, one of the best things that I have been blessed with is to be a father and to be a mentor. So, and I know I fuck up as a dad, you know, I do. I'm not perfect, but I come out of it as, okay, let's just keep going. You know, my son's 6 years old, but that kid is fucking smart, and he knows how to play me. So of course, sometimes I give in. And yeah, it's my son. It's my boy. It's my treasure right there. But also his nephews, man. I mean my nephews, his nephews, my nephews. You know, from my nephews, man. They're not my blood, but I love them to death. You know. I can't wait for my brothers to have kids and all that shit. It's awesome, you know? But yeah, man, that's one of my treasures, you know? That's one of my treasures that I cannot compare. So I just feel like saying that and shit. All right. Today, we are continuing part two of Killer Movies. We already did part one of Ed Gein, a.k.a. Leatherface, from Texas Chainsaw Massacre, it inspired Psycho, I think it inspired, I believe, Silence of the Lambs. I mean, countless shit. You want to go back to listen to that shit? It's fucking crazy, man. There's some gory details in there, so. Oh, today, we are going to be doing Jack the Ripper. And the supposed true identity of Jack the Ripper, according to Mr. Aleister Crowley. So, if you guys don't know who Aleister Crowley is, he was deep into the magical shit. Deep into magic. A lot of artists look up to him. Of course, well, I actually believed in a lot. David Bowie was a huge follower, I believe. I don't know if Mick Jagger also as well. And maybe Ozzy or Sabbath. Because the song, of course, Mr. Crowley. So, but yeah, man, let's fucking do that shit. But before we do that, as always, I want to go ahead and give a shout out to our sponsor that's been here since day one and keeps holding it down. Thank you very much for that. This Blunt Report this Blunt Report podcast is brought to you by weed. Come on, let's smoke it. Smoke it. Like this. Oh, yeah. Damn, this weed's got me singing. Oh, oh. Yeah, Mother Mary, oh, set my soul on fire. Yeah. That's right. Coming soon, baby. Coming soon. Anyway, let's talk about some pinchy paranormal news and what the fuck has been happening around the fucking world. Paranormal-wise, of course. Been seeing a lot of interplanetary news and all that shit. Did a lot of that. We're still seeing a lot of, I guess, collective UFO sightings everywhere. They've been on the rise, maybe because people are now paying attention and shit. They're staying home more often. Who fucking knows? All right, let's do this one. So, a coral skyscraper, if you guys know what coral is, as big as my dick, discovered off of the coast of Australia. It's pretty fucking crazy. Now, I don't know much about science and shit. I should know more, especially all the shit that they taught me as a kid. Fuck, who knows if I retained it or not. But if you guys don't know what coral is, I don't know how to explain it. Just something in the fucking sea. Check that shit out. But this fucking reef goddamn thing is said to be up to 20 million years old at the deepest point. That's pretty fucking nuts. Now, we're talking about this. If this reef could talk, it'd probably fucking tell you all the fucking evolutionary shit that the whole world went through since 20 fucking billion years ago. Million years ago, excuse me. That's fucking crazy. It was discovered last month during a year-long mapping project. Now, this is coming straight from... I don't fucking remember his goddamn name and shit, but... And I quote, Robin Beeman. So we are surprised and elated by what we have found. When we got to the crest of it, it's only about 300 by 50 meters wide. We found a lot of fish and healthy shark population too. God, that's fucking big, man. Now, I don't know exactly how fucking deep that is, like super, super, you know. But, I mean, I always like watching shit like this because you don't even fucking know what's under there. Or maybe there's something inside of this shit. Who knows? I don't even know if coral's built that way. But supposedly they've been finding all different species of fish and all this other shit. So I don't know. I mean, this is a funky theory. Like I said before, we don't know exactly how many species are out there of anything. For all we know, we've only began to scratch the surface when, you know, scientists started looking at, you know, new species that are reported that have never been seen before. Now, this is, I don't remember if somebody touched on this in another podcast. I might have heard it. You know, I'm not trying to copy anybody and shit, but hey, information's information, right? So I've heard this before, that people confuse maybe Bigfoot or the Yeti, or all these crazy-ass creatures that you think, oh, fuck. Especially in the cryptozoology and all the study of, you know, cryptid creatures. There's a huge amount of stories. Not only that, but accounts of people seeing these different creatures, which is fucking crazy. I mean, like I said before, yeah, one, two, maybe three crazy people, but fucking a shitload. It's just bullshit to me. So a lot of these species could be not new, but older, you know? These are maybe not new species, but these are fucking older species that went into hiding somewhere, somewhere. And that's it. They survived, they learned to adapt, and now they're like, fuck, well, let's, you know, fuck, let's get a little curious and get the fuck out of here. Maybe that's what it is. Now, also, this whole world has not been discovered yet. I can guarantee fucking to you that. The ocean is too big. There's too much shit going on. I believe that there's a shit ton load of islands that have not been discovered. And who knows, maybe in one of those islands is the entrance to either inner Earth. Yeah, and call me crazy, I know. But it's more likely that there's a population or a city underground, or super advanced, highly advanced race of humans, or some sort of alien thing deep underground is more believable than the whole flat Earth theory. I'm sorry, and people might be like, what the fuck? I just don't believe the whole flat Earth theory thing, but I'm not a fucking scientist. Now, you know, a lot of these things I should fucking write down. I'm going to start writing down, but I've seen the supposed evidence of, you know, flat Earth. It makes sense. I get it. I get the theory, because the whole theory is that we, Antarctica, if I believe they say that you can go past Antarctica and there's a huge fucking wall of ice, and past that wall of ice is something that we've never seen before. It's a part of the Earth that has never been explored, and supposedly that part of the Earth is deeply guarded by military officials. I don't know what country. I'm not saying what country. We all know what country it is. It has been said that shit. That there's officials. I mean, you can't fucking cross that huge ice wall because I don't know. So who fucking knows? Now, I'm not shitting on the theory. I just don't believe in myself. But I respect it. You know, I'm not going to talk shit on it. I respect that shit. You know, there's some theories that are fucking really fucking out there. Like, really fucking out there. But I get it. To go back to the story again, I believe that the ocean, the sea, and all that is just like fucking space, man. Not even a quarter of it is covered. There's a lot of shit that could go down in the ocean, and a lot of species that could be deep, deep, deep underground. Now, this is the weird part about the whole thing. Also, there's been things about the ocean and shit, you know, I think it's, I don't even fucking remember, but it's equally, it's just like UFO, but for the fucking sea. I sound really fucking ignorant right now. No, this is what I was thinking it was, but I didn't want to sound like a dumbass. But it's the unidentified submerged object, just like UFO, but in for the sea and shit. So, I mean, they're supposedly there's underwater bases. There's supposedly a base off the coast of the LA. I'm not sure. But, I mean, we need to fucking explore the sea, man, because there's a lot more shit that we could fucking find. I know there was a video, I believe, posted by OceanX. And that video, it showed a fucking huge, I mean, I'm talking about Kraken. Kraken like octopus. That shit was fucking enormous, man. You might think like that shit don't look enormous, but yeah, but you're thinking about it, you're looking at an object that's bigger on camera that you don't fucking know. But I'm pretty sure if you put a person next to that motherfucker, holy shit. And a lot of these things really don't call people's attention, but to me it's fucking nuts, man. Check that shit out. OceanX posted that big old fucking octopus. Huge shit. Who fucking knows? But talking about, you know, just technology and going deep sea and shit and all that. Yet we are looking more into the future, and not we. I mean, I'm a we, like society in general, scientifically speaking, medically speaking, travel, especially space travel. Everything is getting crazy fucking advanced, right? We all know it's bullshit. I mean, you can't just technology made a huge fucking leap from 1 year to the next in record. I mean, just huge leap. It wasn't like, oh, we might have a device that, you know, could literally fit thousands of songs in one little device. You don't have to fucking buy this shitty ass MP3 player that only gives you maybe 256 megabytes and all that. No, they didn't say we might have it. They said, look, we are Apple. We are coming up with some next level shit. So hold on to your fucking nuts, vaginas, whatever. I'm equally for all the genders here. So whatever you fucking identify with, I ain't making fun of you, for real. No, real talk. Whatever you identify with, it's all good. That's on you. So they're talk about fucking robots taking over the world and all that shit. I seen the video. There's a self-driving race car. What is the fucking point of a self-driving race car? I don't know. Maybe prevent death and all that shit from drivers. That's not the same thing if you're fucking sitting behind the wheel and shit. Just, I don't know. Maybe that's what it is. But a self-driving car literally crashes itself into a fucking wall before the race starts. I seen that shit. It's like saying, I think the fucking car committed suicide or some shit. Like, you know what? Fuck this. I don't want to be a prisoner. I'm out. It wasn't that bad. But if you're presenting a race and you're just trying to make a statement like, look, this is where our company's going, And this is what the future might look like as automated vehicles, yada, 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 all that shit, right? It doesn't look very good. It's kind of fucking embarrassing. And I would be embarrassed myself. Not that I'm a fucking scientist and I'm better. No, fuck that. But it's embarrassing because if you're planning to have your company build a fucking race car and race it at Robo Race, which is what it is, what this shit is, it's the same thing as F1. You know, you got Team Renault, you got Team Red Bull, and Team India, and all that shit, right? Fucking Mercedes and all that. God, Verstappen and all that bullshit, right? So tell me, if these let's say I have a press conference, right? F1. I'm saying, you know what, man? Next year, next season, this fucking, we have a next level engine. We've been working with the yada 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 Honda, Mercedes, whatever the fuck it is, right? And we've developed a next level engine, more efficient, more fuel efficiency, more power, all that shit, right? And on fucking game day, right? You go out there, you're like, fuck yeah, I'm ready and shit. You know, one of your drivers, Verstappen, or that's the only fucking name I fucking remember. My bad, sorry. And Team Renault. I used to watch F1. I haven't watched in a while. I should. It's pretty exciting. And you have these motherfuckers like, yeah, fuck yeah. And all of a sudden, your goddamn fucking car just, something happens. You blow out an engine. I don't know. And that's embarrassing. So the same shit with these tech companies. I'm sure these tech companies or these companies that build these cars or the robo fucking self-driving cars are backed up by huge major companies. You can't just have, unless you have the money, that's all good. But I don't know many people that have fucking like $100,000, $200,000 to spend and invest on a fucking race, which I'm pretty sure it's more than that, and an engine and shit. So, but that kind of shows that the future we might think of as self-driving cars is not even close to ready at all. I mean, I honestly think with how computers glitch out and how they're reliable, but anything can happen to computers. Anybody can, especially with access to Wi-Fi and shit like that. Anybody can fuck with your car. I'm sure. So what if, let's say, you have some shit go down and somebody really wants to hurt you? I'm pretty sure they'll think of a way. And if it was like somebody that's, you know, technology savvy or tech savvy, I'm sure they'll find a way to hack your car. That's it. Maybe they'll set it at when you hit 60, your brakes lock up or your brakes won't work. You know, fuck, who knows? But definitely, definitely not ready for this fucking bullshit. Yeah. I also saw a video a while back that they had this self-driving car. Now, check this shit out. This is fucking trippy. The self-driving car was idling, you know, but whoever was, I don't know, nobody was fucking with it. And all of a sudden, that fucking car just almost literally fucking ran a guy over. Almost killed that fool. So I think it was Japan, I think. But yeah, man, I don't think we're fucking. This is some, what is this shit called? Christine shit. You know, that fucking car, you know, the fucking ghost car and all that bullshit, possessed. Yeah, whatever, anyway. So this is pretty fucked up and funny at the same time. A doctor paid $41,500 for a wish granting lamp. Now I must say the lamp, yeah, I would not pay fucking that much. I'm sorry, I didn't. It looks like a old ass lamp that somebody fucking had in their, I don't even know who the fuck has a gold lamp. It looks fancy. It does have some wear and tear, but yeah, Dr. Laik Khan. He's from Meerut City in India's Uttar Pradesh region. First, he became aware of this lamp while he was visiting a patient's home. He was dressing her wounds after a surgical procedure. And he was introduced to two self-proclaimed tantrics named Islamuddin and Aniz, who pretty much claimed that the lamp could grant wishes and bring him wealth and good health and good fortune. Now they oh my god, okay. So all right. So when they say this shit, I can only think of Robin Williams in Aladdin.
Like, oh, salam, good evening. Come close. I have riches for you. All you need to do is fucking kill somebody and shit. Here's a lamp. With this lamp, it will give you 3 wishes. Just 3.
Like, come on, dude.
Good fortune.
Like, oh, shit, I dropped my phone. Like, I don't even fucking know what to say. Like, yo, how fucking... My boy. Like, we're not in the fucking Agrabah and shit, for real. Like, how fucking dumb are you, dog? Like, for real. Like, dude. And this motherfucker believed it. So, I don't even know how this fucking happened, but this doctor went on to say that they were very convincing and and summoned a genie in front of him that to prove the lamp's powers. I don't know how the fuck they did that. I mean, maybe they slipped some shit in his fucking drink or something. Hey, take this shit, man. You thirsty? You want some of this shit? Boop, boop, boop. There goes fucking couple drops of LSD. See what the fuck happens. So I guess this motherfucker realized it was one of the guys that was trying to con him later on and shit. They wouldn't even let him take the lamp. He got his shit back and all that, but they initially asked for $200,000. Oh fuck. $200,000, and then he brought it down to $41,584. I don't know how the fuck you get that number. Like, you know what, man? Fuck it, man. Just give me $41,584. You got that shit? So, I mean, that's fucked up, man. I mean, I don't like it when people get conned, really, because I think I don't know if I've gotten conned before. I think one time I'll buy some weed, and my middle brother's like, man, I'm gonna fucking beat this fool's ass. Like, oh shit, I don't want to cause a scene, whatever. It was a stupid thing. I was barely smoking, and I was convinced. I was told that was some bomb ass weed. Fucker charged me $40 for like some bunk ass shit. No, this is bomb shit. I'm like, man, whatever, dog. Like, I don't know if that fool was some heavy shit, but I didn't even fucking want to fuck with it. Like, whatever, dog. It's all good. Anyway, live and learn, right? Anyway, so I guess the wife of one of the guys was trying to con them was in on that shit, and, you know, she got that shit, too. She got it. She got fucked up. So check this shit out. In Essex, England, three men. I don't know how fucking stoned, how bored, or how drunk you have to be to fucking think of this idea. And I'm pretty sure they could have fucking really, really got her. Trio. Three men, not trios and fucking. Three men. More specifically, in an abandoned site in Bower Hill. Came across an industrial fucking tumble dryer. So, of course, decided to see if they could all fit in there. It turns out they could, but they got fucking stuck in there. So I can only imagine how fucking mad the night watchman, Mr. Glenn Jackson, how fucking pissed he was. Like, man, I was just fucking chilling, watching my shit. I was watching the telly, and all of a sudden, I'm like, hey, bro, what the fuck? What are you doing, dog? There's three motherfuckers stuck in an old ass dryer. Check that shit out. So this is also emergency medical services, and I quote, "We used a range of equipment to free the casualties' ankles and allow them to crawl into the tumble dryer." not only that, they made the firefighters or the emergency medical guys work a lot more, because it was difficult to access the site. They had to carry a lot of heavy equipment to a large distance from the appliances to the tumble dryers. yeah, man, it's a good thing. It's a very good thing that these motherfuckers, upon closing the door, didn't get, you know, dried to death in there. I mean, you never know. Maybe it was out for a reason, and when you close the door, it glitched or some shit. And there you go, fucking, that would have been fucked up. Really. Stick another hit to cannabis. Still smoking on this ice cream cake and OG cookies. We got some new shit coming up. We got some Skittles. I think all that, some other shit's fucking gonna be fire. I have visited the spot, and I've seen how the crops are doing. Oh my god, they smell. Also, this time I'm not gonna be lazy. I'm gonna freeze dry some shit. Not freeze dry. Put some shit in the freezer after I clip my shit, and I'm just gonna make myself some high quality medicine. I always lag. I don't know why. So I got all the fucking equipment I need, and the I'm not an expert, but I have trialed and failed miserably a lot. So, you know, I know my way around it. Just be fucking lazy. But this time is gonna be different. And I will post pictures on my Instagram to show the end result. Of course, again, I don't have anything for sale. This is for my personal use, for my medical use. Of course, and that's it. Nothing for sale. I'm not the plug. I don't fucking none of that shit. All right, for real. I ain't the plug. I ain't fucking. I don't move weight. I don't do any of that shit. I just enjoy smoking, a connoisseur, if you will. So, but yeah, we're not gonna be doing any cannabis news until probably. Possibly mid-November, because all they're talking about is politics and you know, legalization. We all know that. I'm not going to go into detail because I've have gone into detail in the past. All I would say is that I don't think cannabis is going to be legal this year, or they're not. I don't think it's gonna happen. Why? Because the president hasn't even spoken on it. That's just it. That's the only politic related thing I'm gonna fucking say and shit. Anyway, all right. Let's get into it. Jack the Ripper.
There's a man walked the streets of London late at night.
The Ripper.
With a little black bag that's oh so tight.
The Ripper, Jack the Ripper.
He's got a big black cloak hanging down his back.
The Ripper, Jack the Ripper.
Yeah, that's one of my fucking favorite songs of all time. Yeah, if you guys don't know about that shit, it's an oldie by Screaming Lord Sutch. It's called Jack the Ripper. He has a lot of cool fucking songs, man. I like the whole horror scene. Especially in music, of course, one of my favorite bands of all fucking time is the Misfits, man. I'm talking about Glenn Danzig era, not the fucking Michael Graves era. That's respectable. I'm sure they have cool songs and all that, but my fucking main love is with the Danzig era, and also, of course, the Cramps, things like that. Screaming Lord Touch is one of my favorites, and he has a lot of fucking cool songs. Dracula's Daughter is another one, so check that shit out. Very fitting. All right, let's talk about that shit. I was taking a fucking bong rip while I was doing that. It's pretty fucking dope. Jack the Ripper, also known as the Whitechapel Murderer or the Leather Apron. Fuck, that's fucking crazy. With medical-like precision, he would murder women. Mainly, I believe, just women of the night, you know, hookers, all that shit. Now, his body count was a 5. Locations were Whitechapel and Spitalfields, and also London, England. Now, the victims that we used to work in the slums of East, at the East End of London, had their throats slit and their intestines, of course, taken out. There were at least 3 victims that pretty much led people to believe that he was a surgeon himself or was in the medical field. Now, there was a lot of rumors that were connected with this shit, and it only got stronger around September and October of 1888. There was a bunch of letters that were received by media and in Scotland Yard from an individual stating that he was a murderer, and the name Jack the Ripper pretty much came from those letters. Now, there were several letters that were written. Several letters that were written were kind of thought that the media wrote them to have people, you know, buy newspapers and all that shit and get more into the story. A specific letter, one called From Hell, and this letter came with a, I guess, a preserved kidney. So, here's the letter. It says, from hell, Mr. Lusk Sore. I send you half the kidney I took from one woman, preserved it for you, and the other piece I fried and ate it. It was very nice. I may send you the bloody knife that took it out if you only wait longer while. What the fuck? Signed, catch me when you can, Mr. Lusk. And it's literally written like that, so I don't know what the fuck. So if Jack the Ripper was a fucking doctor, I don't know if you would need a little bit more education, because you're not able to write. Maybe he did it on purpose. Who knows? The original letter supposed that it was lost in the police files and all that shit. So they analyzed a bunch of shit, a bunch of these letters. Some of them did match one person writing them. The letter from hell was not linked to that person. The cops, police, or whatever, were looking at a series of 11 brutal murders, but they could only connect five to Jack the Ripper. And these were the names of the victims. It was Mary Ann Nichols, Annie Chapman, Elizabeth Stride, Catherine Dowse, and Mary Jane Kelly. So they're known as the Canonical Five. And the murders happened between 31st of August and the 9th of November in 1888. And pretty much the ones that are mostly linked to him. So now picture this. Let's go ahead and just talk a little bit about how the times were around 1888. It was mid 19th century. A lot of things were happening in Britain. You know, there was a lot of Irish immigrants coming down to the major cities, to East London. A lot of Jewish refugees fleeing Tsarist Russia. I mean, a lot of Eastern Europe pretty much immigrated to the same area and shit. So, I mean, it was overcrowded. It was about 80,000 inhabitants. Conditions for work were shitty. Housing was shitty. Underclass, pretty much. 55% of children wouldn't make it before they were 5 years old. I mean, anything you can think of, fucking robbery, violence, all that shit, I mean, going on a daily basis. And women would have to survive by, you know, prostituting themselves. It is estimated that there were about 62 brothels and 1,200 women working as prostitutes in Whitechapel. I mean, there was fucking social tensions, fucking civil unrest, crime, racism, social disturbances, severe deprivation. It was fucked. I mean, literally fucked. So picture that, and on top of all that shit, some motherfuckers trying to take out hookers. I mean, fuck. And I don't even fucking know how to explain that shit. I wouldn't be able to imagine living in those kind of conditions, man. I mean, that's fucked up. That sounds like Mexico and shit. Or fucking certain parts of Mexico. I know not all of Mexico's like that and shit, but... So, yeah. I mean, this fucking story was worldwide. I mean, it was all in the fucking papers. I mean, I don't know if people would like to be copycats back in the day, but... I mean, here in the U.S., we had these shootings, freeway shootings, or highway shootings, whatever you want to call that shit. And I think somebody started doing the same thing and started copycat. So a lot of people think it's fucking fun to do some dumb shit like that. So who knows? But let's get into more detail about the murders. Of course, again, if there's any gory details in there, if you know, I'm not doing this to I don't get a Woody off of this. I'm just giving details and shit. So if you're squeamish and all that bullshit, please just fast forward or just listen to another podcast and shit. So now the crazy thing about the murders is that in the East, and a lot of people or a lot of women were being victimized. So they're not sure of how many people exactly were victims. Now, I'm not going to go over all this shit because this is almost pretty much the same shit, same type of murders, the same way he did it. Let's talk about this shit. So the body of Mary Ann Nichols was... discovered around 3:40 a.m. on Friday, 31st, August, 1888 in Bucks Row. Now, her body was fucking, holy shit, man. It was fucked up. So let's fucking talk about that shit. So they're talking about that her throat was severed by two deep cuts. One of them completely severed all the tissue down the vertebrae, and her vagina had been stabbed twice at the lower part of the abdomen. It was ripped open, jagged wounds, causing her bowels to protrude, and several other cuts on the side of her abdomen. Now, she had been cut with the same knife in a downward thrusting motion. So, also, later on in the week, on the 8th of September, 1888, the body of Annie Chapman was discovered approximately at 6 a.m. Now, it was discovered near the doorsteps of the backyard of 29 Hanbury Street. So, in her case, her throat was severed by two deep cuts. Her abdomen had been entirely cut open, and a section of her stomach was placed, or her intestines was placed upon her shoulder. So, another part of her skin, and plus her small intestine, were removed and placed above her right shoulder. Now, the autopsy shows that her part of her uterus and her bladder vagina had been removed. Now, this motherfucker deeply had fucking something against women, obviously. I mean, these crimes happen all the time, and it's very unfortunate, it's very fucked up that people do that. Now, this shit is really common, and I'm talking about Jack the Ripper style in Mexico. I'm not going to say I hate, but I fucking dislike that there's murders everywhere, you know, especially innocent women, all that shit. But the way that things happen in Mexico, I don't know what the fuck the problem is. I don't know what the fuck the deal is, but there's murders of women every day. Countless and countless fucking murders. And if you think I'm fucking lying, just go on the news and check it out. Go on your Google shit and have it translated to English. And it's purely, I mean, it's just fucked. I don't know what would drive somebody to fucking do this. But this guy had a serious fucking problem against women. I can tell you that much right now. Now, in Mexico, it happens so often that there's marches, regular marches of countless mothers with pictures of their daughters that have been murdered, are missing. Now, some of them are murdered, some of them are missing. I think a lot of them end up in the human trafficking shit. You know, I think they're used as sex slaves, and then when they're done, they get rid of them. Now, there is something called gendercide. Gendercide is the killing of members of a specific gender. Now, there's another term. It's called femicide. And now they use this in Mexico a lot. It's a sex-based hate crime. So it's the intentional killing of females because they are female through definitions. And depending on definitions vary depending on culture. I really just can't fathom that. And I think that's what's going on in Mexico. Because a lot of these women are just being killed brutally, man. I mean, I don't know what the fuck the problem is. There was one murder where this fucking butcher took a girl literally off the fucking street, and they were looking for her. And this motherfucker didn't even try to hide it. They found the girl chopped up in his butcher shop in Mexico. I mean, fuck, man. I just don't understand it. You know, it's these are crimes. These are hate crimes against women. I mean, how fucked do you have to fucking be raised? But then again, with the whole Ed Gein thing, you know, Leatherface. I mean, his mom really hated women. He thought that they were fucking just walking temptresses, you know, that all they want to do is tempt you to fuck them. They're evil. They're, you know, they're of the devil. But she was the only one that was pure, obviously, which could because she had two kids and shit, right? But I mean, this is why I believe the way we raise kids is going to have a huge impact on the world. And this is an obvious fucking, it's fucking obvious. All right, so let's fucking move on to just keep going. So, Elizabeth Stride and Catherine Eddowes. I think it's Eddowes. I'm not sure. Excuse me if I'm butchering the name. They were both killed on the early morning hours of Sunday, September 30th, 1888. Stride's body was discovered about 1 a.m. in Dutfield's yard in Whitechapel. The cause of death was a single cut to the neck. It measured 6 inches and pretty much severed her trachea and her carotid artery. So, with this murder, they're saying that it's a possibility that Jack the Ripper was interrupted. He may have heard somebody coming. He may have, somebody might have caught him, or it was close to being caught. That's why he only severed her neck. There's no really clear explanation on why that happened, but that's probably one of the reasons why they fucking caught the motherfucker, like, hey, puto, and then the fuck just jammed out and shit. He is the kicker. So people say that, well, several people say that they saw Miss Stride in the company of a man close to Burner Street. And that was on the evening of the 29th of September. So they all give a different description, though. Some of them say he was well-dressed. Some of them say he had shitty clothes. Some of them say he was light-skinned. Some of them say he was dark-skinned. I mean, fuck, when it comes to witnesses and shit like that, it's kind of hard to... I'm not laughing about the crime. It's just fucking hard, man. Because I can only imagine how fucking hard it is to try to give an artist or a sketch artist a description. I mean, I wouldn't be able to do that shit. I mean, I don't fuck. Just fucking look like a guy and shit. I don't fucking know what he looked like. But some of us that have photographic memory can assist with that shit. Now, Catherine Eddowes, she fucking got it real bad. She was found in Mitre Square in the city of London. So her throat was pretty much literally just severed. Her stomach was fucking ripped open. Huge fucking wounds in her intestines. Of course, again, they were placed on her right shoulder. Maybe it's some sort of ritual or some shit like that. Who knows? But ritual. The left kidney was taken out, or a major part of it, and also part of the uterus was removed. Her face was disfigured, her nose cut off, her cheeks slashed, cuts measuring 1/4 inch and 1/2 inch, respectively, vertical wounds through all her eyelid, both of her eyelids. Really fucking weird triangular incision. I mean, fuck, man. Her earlobes, man. This is fucking crazy, man. This is fucking nuts. So, let's go ahead and move on to from this. I don't really give a fuck about saying shit, but I'm not trying to make this podcast just about some gory shit. So, yeah, man. So, Mary Jane Kelly, she was mutilated and disemboweled. So she was, and I think she's the one who fucking got it the worst. Now, I don't understand why somebody would do such a thing like this. I think over the years I've grown to have a tough stomach, I guess, but I'm looking at a picture right now, an official picture of Mary Jane Kelly, and fuck, holy shit, man. I mean, this guy did a fucking, I mean, fuck me. I mean, he fucking, I mean, everything, dude. I mean, emptied. Abdomen was emptied of the organs, man. Uterus, kidneys, one breast had been placed beneath her head. I mean, this is some fucking crazy shit, man. And her heart was taken out, was missing. I mean, fuck. I'm at a loss for fucking words, man. I mean, this is some true psychopath shit, man. I mean, straight up. I don't know how the fuck I came upon those pictures. I've seen them before. And I think I was watching some sort of a crime thing long time ago. I think on cable TV and shit. They were talking about Jack the Ripper. And they showed his fucking, all these fucking pictures, and it's fucking nuts. So let's move on from this shit, and let's talk about the identity of Jack the Ripper. Let's talk about that shit. Robert Donston Stevenson, also known as Rosalind Donston, Donston, was a doctor, journalist, and a potential suspect in the Jack the Ripper investigation. Now, this guy, he was, this is the crazy part. The first victim, Marianne Nichols, was found 150 yards from London, from the London hospital on August 31st, 1888. Mr. Stevenson had been staying at the hospital since the 26th of July and left on the 7th of December. He was a practicing occultist, occult scientist, occult magic, things of that nature. Now, he had a theory about the murders, which is kind of weird, but he stated that a doctor that was showing how the murders may have happened and how Jack the Ripper was subduing his victims, he thought this doctor was a little too convincing, and he thought Mr. Morgan Davies was a suspect. Now, him and another amateur investigator by the name of George Marsh, he was an ironmongery salesman, an amateur detective, they went on an investigation, you know, try to fucking help the police out. And if that shit would happen now, then get the fuck out of here trying to fucking help me and shit. The fuck out of here with that shit. But I guess back in the day, the cops could used all the help they can get. Now, let's just keep in mind that he was a doctor. He had diplomas from Paris and New York, and he was a major in the Italian army. And he fought under Garibaldi. So, you know, of course, that's going to make him, yeah, man, this guy's a stand-up cat. You know, he's fucking well-educated, well-spoken. He has knowledge of the occult. Of course, yeah, that's cool. But he could fucking sure help us. And he fucking did help. He presented a article about his theory in the motivation of this murder. And he presented it to the Pall Mall Gazette. And he stated, I mean, if you want to get caught, my boy, this is a really fucking easy way to do it. He stated that the murderer would have to be practicing or a practitioner of black magic, because he was taking the organs and they could be used for rituals afterwards and shit, right? So there was also something found, an apron, and this apron had a sentence written under it. It says, "The Jews are the men that will not be blamed for nothing." And it's curious because the word Jews is spelled G-U-W-E-S. I've never seen it spelled like that before. Now, what the fuck does this have to do with the fucking story? I have no fucking clue, but I've seen it multiple times and shit, so I'm just going to fucking put it in there. All right, so, I mean, if you're fucking saying that the person that committed these murders had to be a fucking practitioner of black magic, and you're a practitioner of black magic, kind of suspect, right? I'm just fucking saying. So, I don't know exactly how the fuck you can get away with such a thing, but just because there's evidence that points that this person was not the murderer does not mean that he was not the murderer. All right, so let's talk about how he became a suspect. Now, we're going to make the connection with Aleister Crowley. Now, there was a newspaper editor by the name of William Thomas Steed, and a writer, Mabel Collins, and a friend of the writer, Baroness Vittoria. Baroness Vittoria was very close to Aleister Crowley, and she told his motherfucker that Stevenson was a doctor and had committed all the Whitechapel murders as part of a magic ritual. And when you join the sites together on the murders on a map, it would make a cavalry cross, which has been debunked. So I guess Mr. Stevenson had been in love with a prostitute and had contracted BD from her. So he's suspected of killing her and suspected of killing his wife. He Now, this was never proven. His wife went missing in 1886. But if you're being suspected of murder, this does not look good. So he may have killed her. But also, Stevenson had claimed that he killed other people and was keeping ties stained with human blood, as well as he owned candles made from human fat. But if he was keeping ties with human blood, that wouldn't kind of place him as a murderer for these women. Maybe a fucking murderer of something else, of men altogether, but it wouldn't place him in that fucking murder. So that's kind of fucking suspect as well. Now, it's a possibility that he, back in the day, if you wanted to scare the shit out of somebody, you just want to be mysterious, you know, to the highness, to the ladies and shit, you can say that shit. I mean, it's a possibility that there's just, you know, no truth to that. He could have just been fucking with somebody, you know, that's trying to fuck with him. It's a possibility. I mean, it has been said that his wickedness and his fucking being a badass and fucking in a murder was just for show. Was just for show to have the specific effect of frightening somebody, and he fucking did. It really fucking did. It frightened two women, the fucking writer and the friend and shit. So now there's a letter also supposedly, or a pamphlet, that supposedly states the identity of Mr. Stevenson. I fucking read it. I have no fucking clue what it says. I don't fucking understand it. It's too fucking advanced for my blood. But there you have it. The identity of Jack the Ripper has never, ever been found. Now, if you guys are interested in reading further shit, there's a couple books. One by Melvin Harris, Jack the Ripper, The Bloody Truth. Another one from Melvin Harris, The True Face of Jack the Ripper. Ivor Edwards, Jack the Ripper's Black Magic Rituals. That's probably fucking cool. Spiro Demonialis, Jack the Ripper and Black Magic, Victorian Conspiracy Theories, Secret Societies, and the Supernatural Mystique of the Whitechapel Murders. If you guys are interested, check that shit out. Check that shit out. All right. That's it. That's what we have for today's podcast. Part 2, Killer Movies. As always, gonna hit it up with a fucking ball. Love you guys. You guys are awesome. Thank you for the fucking support. Everybody on iTunes and Android and shit. I have surprisingly more iPhone users or Apple users. So, I mean, if you guys can go ahead and rate me, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, all that shit, anywhere that major that podcasts are played, I'm on the fucking platform. So hit me up. I think I'm on Stitcher too. I'm not fucking sure. Anyway. All right. Deuces. Stay high, my friends. Stay high. Also, be careful. It is, like I said, November 3rd. So if there's a civil unrest with shit today, just keep your head low. All right? Lay low for that shit. Peace out. Love you guys.